We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Thank you for joining us on this first day of joy. Our title today is Choose Joy. Henry J. M. Nouwen tells us that joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. Our text comes to us from James 1, verses 2 and 4, where it says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." It is possible to experience joy in the most difficult moments of life. Our faith in Christ allows us to choose joy. What makes joy different from happiness? Happiness is based on circumstances, while joy results from our relationship with Jesus. Happiness is normally a brief emotion brought on by a particular moment or an event that brings a sense of delight. Joy, on the other hand, is a more long-lasting state of being that connects back to life's meaning and purpose. The authors of the Zondervan Exegetical Commentary explain the difference between joy and happiness in this way. Joy proves quite different from happiness, so this verse does not support the idea that a Christian must smile all the time. Joy must be defined as a settled contentment in every situation or an unnatural reaction of deep, steady, and unadulterated thankful trust in God. Therefore, a person may pursue happiness, but chooses joy. Charles Swindoll, in the book Laugh Again, Experiencing Outrageous Joy, shares the following. Joy is a choice. It's a matter of attitude that stems from one's confidence in God, that He is at work, that He is in full control, that He is in the midst of whatever has happened, is happening, and will happen. Either we fix our minds on that and are determined to laugh again, or we wail and whine our way through life. We determine which way we will go. James says, "Count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds." The New Living Translation reads, "Consider it an opportunity for great joy." The New Testament word for count or consider is hegeomai, which means to lead the way. It's also used to refer as a governor or official who leads others. It carries the idea of the leading thought in your mind. Therefore, we are to lead our thoughts towards joy whenever we face difficult circumstances. A Bible commentary in the Wesleyan tradition provides more explanation of James 1:2. The word consider is an accounting term in the sense of count or deem. It speaks of a conclusion reached after conscious reflection. When viewed from the vantage point of authentic Christian faith, trials are an occasion for joy. The thinking here is that while one cannot prevent such trials, the ability to determine one's attitude and perspective in the midst of trial is a powerful possibility. Further, the use of whenever underscores the likelihood of such occasions. It's not a question of if trials should come, but when. And when they do, writes James, this is the proper attitude of a true religion, namely, to consider it pure joy. The original Greek word used for trials here is a word used in Acts 27, verse 41, to describe a ship running into a reef. In other words, these are not mere inconveniences that one faces, but real obstacles. James gives the reason for choosing joy in trials in verse 3. "For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." You can look past the difficult circumstances and find joy when you know what God is working to produce in your life. What perspective do you have when problems come? Do you see them as obstacles or potential dangers, or do you view them as steps toward your spiritual maturity? The rationale for choosing joy comes from knowing that the trials you face have spiritual value. R. Kent Hughes says that according to James 1, 3, and 4, trials elevate us through a two-step process. Testing brings spiritual toughness, and toughness brings a dynamic maturity. We have a spiritual motivation to let joy rule our mind when tests come because God is using these tests to grow us more into the image of His Son. Here are some questions to think about today. How would you distinguish between joy and happiness? What normally rules your mind when trials come? How can the truths from James 1, 2, and 4 give you a new perspective so that you can choose joy even in the most difficult circumstances of life? Reflect on the following statement by Francis Chan in light of today's devotion. The Bible teaches us that true joy is formed in the most difficult seasons of life. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, that today we get to choose joy. May we consider it pure joy when you count us worthy to face trials. For our friends who are going through difficult seasons today, would you flood them with joy so that they may be full? We love you, Father. Amen.